Today, this beautiful, excellent night, and we are passing through the days of Ayyamul Tashriq, the days of Tashriq in Dhul Hijjah, and in which Allah Ta'ala has to us in these special days, which has beauty and elegance of Dhikrullah. Allah has given us the tawfiq, ability to perform His remembrance. Allah's being to be grateful of this ni'mah, we don't have the energy and the power to be grateful. It's Allah, it's only Allah, may He accept our efforts. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every statement, every hadith is so valuable, so beautiful, so elegant and excellent that a servant, if he, with an honest heart, if he takes one statement of Rasulullah and embraces it, accepts it, and he does amal on it, practices on it, the whole life is reformed and correctly aligned. If we have yaqeen in this, and alhamdulillah, if we do amal on this, practice on this, life is not necessarily to decorate the life, to make your life what you want. No, you need a lot of knowledge. With Allah's fadl and karam, grace and mercy, if in life a person accepts one hadith and implements just that, then all the paths of life open up. All the paths of life open up. Now, one hadith, obviously, I said that every hadith is there. But at this moment in time, from Allah Ta'ala, He has given the tawfiq ability for me to speak. So the hadith I'd like to present in your service. Now this hadith, what will be its effect? What will be the consequences? I can say this much, that may Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of this hadith, and that our homes, they become vibrant, arguments end. If the wife is unhappy with the husband, then alhamdulillah, the husband will become happy. If the husband is unhappy, then the wife will become happy. The children will be corrected. The businesses will flourish. And mercy and love will spread. And obedience will come to the children, to the awlad. And it will become easy to follow the deen. And Jannah will become close. Allah will become happy, razi. Difficulties will become distant. And issues will become distant. Bid'at, innovation, sins, a person will be safe from. And he'll start to follow the straight path. Oh, what a great reward. How many hadith? One hadith. One hadith. One hadith. In the Sahih Muslim collection, there's a hadith of Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. She is the Habib of Allah's Habib. She narrates this hadith, and the meaning of the hadith is this, that very easy if we do this. If we do this. She stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if within anything, if there is delicacy, gentleness, then in that, the beauty and the husn will arise, will develop. If anything, if you take anything, if within that there's the factor of gentleness and tenderness, softness, then husn will come, zenith will come, beauty will come into that. And if you remove that gentleness, that nicety, obviously if you remove that, then hardship will come. And if you remove it, yes, then there'll be a lot of deficiencies, lot of faults. So here we see what a great hadith. Does the society not get improved through this? Here, the message that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, that he delivered to us, that a mu'min, his status and glory is that in everything he should adopt gentleness. He should approach things with calm and gentleness. Where do our things get spoiled? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives, for example, somebody increase in something, multiplication in something, expansion in something, what happens that within that person, an ajeeb, a weird feeling arises, and if you explain to him, then he explains with sternness, well, I'm a father and I have a child, and I'm bigger and he's smaller. And to explain to that child, if I want to, I can adopt gentleness, but mostly what happens, I've seen people that, for example, the mother, she'll shriek out and say, don't do this. If you want to stop something, she'll shriek out, don't do this. She'll scream because she's given a bit of a scare. This is the fitrat of the human being, that if he gets a bit of power, then he thinks, I can do what I want and control this how I want. But the reality is that if a husband gets a wife, if he gets a partner, he's got a bit of power. In our society, what's happened is that the husband, he adopts sternness and strictness, and she's a human being, she's got feelings. Or sometimes it happens that the woman is stern and hard, and then the husband, he gets the wrong end of the stick. And so you have divorce, problems at home, children spoiled, and society broken, and relationships broken just for due to one thing, that thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked, the Prophet of Allah, that if you do amal on my sunnah, then your home family cannot be broken. Your children, if you're stern and strict with them. Yes, many children I've seen, many children, they have this complaint that my father, he's strict with me, that my mother is strict with me, that they don't explain to me with love. 99%, this is our situation. Mother and father, they adopt sternness and hardship, strictness with their children. And on his side, he's okay, that he's preventing the wrong. But Rasulullah has explained the method, alternative, because the deen has gone far from us. And doing amal on the sunnah, we have left our qalb, which is spoilt, where tenderness will come out. Where will tenderness come from? From the heart, gentleness. We've stopped the islah of the heart. So what's the consequence? That the society is spoilt, destruction has come about, negative results have come about, and then Allah gives the punishment that you have gone against the sunnah of my Nabi. Then shaitan puts waswasa, that someone's done magic on you, jadu on you, that enemy of yours, he's done black magic on you, he came from India, Pakistan, and then they phone from here, and the adverts go out, and then they earn their money. There's no magic, nothing. Just one thing that's wrong, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah we have discarded. So all of the solutions for humanity are based on the sunnah and the tariq and the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we were to understand this point, then every problem, every issue, when we seek the solution, don't look at anybody. First and foremost, look that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is his sunnah solution for this predicament? If you want to mend the broken ties, you want to make good relationships with the relatives, there's one way, that when you initiate with gentleness and caring way, then the guarantee comes from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Guarantee that decoration and beauty and zenith will be the result. And that will overwhelm. That same wife will be obedient to you. The same husband will be obedient to you. The same children will start to obey you. They'll listen to you. They'll start to understand. If in the home, if somebody adopts gentleness and a soft approach, then the home improves. In business, you adopt gentleness, then the business improves. You'll see that those whose akhlaq are good and their words are good, then customers will prefer and like to go to that shop. If somebody says to me that, will you buy meat from him? Why not there? I'll have one answer. I go to him because he meets you with good akhlaq, he speaks with love. The owner, he's got manners, he doesn't speak nonsense. This is the case, isn't it? And you will go there. Good reference. And you go to other shops, he says, oi, he's rude. He doesn't have manners, he's not seeing. Is he younger than me, older than me? Has he got status, akhlaq, no manners? Then what will happen? That customer will not return there. Yes, so in other words, this hadith applies to every sector of society. Then banditry will end, and criminality will end, and relationships will strengthen, and our children will improve. Is this not the case? But the situation today is that somebody showed me, there was a clip, a video, and I was amazed. He was taking the interview. Somebody's asking in the interview, that do you do qurbani? He said, yes, we did qurbani. What? He said, whose sunnah is this? And he's quiet. He said, one said Allah's, one said this prophet, some different prophets, different names being given. They didn't even know what is this action. Look, our mashra society, how it's degraded today. That from Islam we are so far today for this reason. There's so much fasad and disorder. So much kullun fasad, disorder, disarray everywhere. There's nothing that's devoid of fasad. So this Allah's karam, such a gathering, we establish, we sit and we hear. And these are not minor gatherings. This is a batini internal improvement gathering very valuable pressures today in this society amongst the conditions around us today. The Holy Prophet Sunnah Sharif, if somebody is listening, is getting the message, and with this niyyah he's gone. The Alhamdulillah, I will do amal on this and I'll become successful. And the person who explains to you will tell you totally Alhamdulillah. That not only one thing will you get, the salah will come to your life. Or you'll start going to the masjid. Or you'll start to learn how to recite Quran. Because this is one part of the deen. Remember, the whole of the deen is based on akhlaq. Salah, fasting, hajj is one small sector of Islam. And even these worship actions are dependent on akhlaq. This part of ibadah of deen is dependent on akhlaq. About which Rasulullah said, I was sent to the world just for one thing. Utmim akhlaq. I wasn't just sent to teach you fasting and salah. I was sent to teach you the fasting, hajj, zakah will be presented, accepted by Allah at that time. I've come with that message, that ilm, that knowledge I've come to you. That these amal of yours will be accepted, otherwise these deeds of yours won't even be looked at. They will go as waste as well. What is the ilm that Rasulullah, Allah's Nabi, came with? What did he come with? He came with the ilm of akhlaq. Ilm tazkiyah. Ilm reformation. Ilm ludni. That if we have put our hands on this and hidden it, and removed it, and made it insignificant, and decreased its importance, then remember, whatever we do, try as hard as you want, do as much as you want, efforts from other methods, alternative solutions will be elevated, never will be. Look today, in that were there as many masjids in the previous generations like now, or Qurans printed, or gatherings, but look how elevated the deen was before. Why? Because they had the root, the soul of the deen. What was that? They had akhlaq. They understood akhlaq historically. That if we understand akhlaq, that's why they worked hard. They used to go towards tazkiyah, purification. But we have considered this as a minor thing now, tazkiyah. Rather, the whole deen is based on tazkiyah. The whole message from Allah is tazkiyah, reformation, purification. And society will improve through this. Look, before Rasulullah SAW came, what was the condition of the Arabs? When Rasulullah SAW came, then what changed? What was that factor that changed? First and foremost, most of all, the akhlaq improved. Those nomads, villagers, they didn't know anything. And the akhlaq improved so much, they reformed the whole world. And this was announced. They don't look that this sahabi, if you believe him, this will happen. If you imitate this sahabi, 124,000 more than that, there were noble companions. The Rasulullah said, I did so much tarbiyah of my jama'ah, of my companions of akhlaq, that whichever companion you follow his words, whichever companion's message you adopt, whoever you follow, then totally you will practice my deen. What a great open playing field. 124,000 great individuals presented to us. But how sad. We forget by leaving them. We don't even accept the hadith of Rasulullah. Today we become true, honest, sincere Muslims. Then look inside ourselves after today in our life. What should come into our life? Softness, gentleness. Whoever you speak to, this, that a wa'idh, a mu'aiz who gives lectures, spreads the deen. Success will come to him when? When he speaks with tenderness, softness, gentleness, he'll win over the hearts of the listeners. That message, if you deliver it with sternness and hard, you don't pray salah and you're ashamed of yourself, why don't you keep the beard, you're going to go to hellfire. Then what will happen? That there will be more dislike in those people. So these are two opposite things. The son, if you want to explain to him, then adopt gentleness, caring, speak to him with love. The student, you want to explain to him with softness and love. Your relatives, they made a mistake and they're speaking back against you. You say, no, I'm going to adopt gentleness, caring, softness. I'm going to do that when I reply back to him. Don't think I'm this and this and he's this. I'm better than him. Allah says, okay, maybe you are higher in status. But Allah says, the more I've given you heights, then lower yourself with softness and gentleness and adopt that caring attitude. In your home, sukoon will come. Somebody's made a mistake, a child, the son, the daughter, the wife. Then don't explain to them with the stick. Rather, how? Explain to them in a gentle way. Give examples. So this is such a great hadith, ma'ashara. If we want sukoon, if you have sukoon, peace in your home, then when you come to the masjid, your salah, you will feel at peace in the heart. In your sajda, you feel at heart. If you are fighting at home and you come, you won't know what did you pray. You came after arguing, you're just doing sujood. You don't know what did you recite. You go back, you'll start fighting again, arguing. You said this to me, didn't you? You said this to me, innit? He said this and she said this. Tell me. In other words, it's surprising to say that a person, very good person, and he has understanding, I'll practically explain to you the example here. And husband and wife are sat down. There's a lot of love in between the two. And he comes and says something. The wife says, can't be this. He says, divorce. Huh? One divorce? Are you okay mentally? What are you saying? He said, what have I said wrong? He said, second divorce. Second divorce. Within that sitting, he gives three divorces. Tell me. This is true example. I'm telling you, our society today is so common, so hard. What do we do now? Then they look for fatwas, wrong solutions. They come back together and it's all haram after that. Haram. Three divorces have taken place. So what a big issue. Due to what? The alhamdulillah. Because why? Because we've gone far from the deen solution. So the path, adopt softness, gentleness, and learn this ilm, which is called tazkiyah. Sahih Muslim hadith, this is that I'm explaining to you as Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha is presenting this hadith. The Allah's Nabi says, what did he say? What does Allah say? Allah says, Inna Allah Rafiqun. Subhanallah. That I'm your Rabb, your Lord, I am greatest, I'm highest, I'm the Qadir. There's no one more powerful than me, I'm the King of the Kings. And all of you come from my creation. Allah says, Inna Allah Rafiqun. Look at me, everything what I do, I adopt the manner of softness, gentleness. Fir'aun, he was disobedient. Allah was not stern with him. Allah saying to his Nabi that go to Fir'aun, give him the message, give him the understanding. Nabi, he had power, strength, and he was given the staff, given a hand, he was given the miracles. But Allah said, remember Musa, listen to one thing whilst you're going. In going, be soft and gentle in your approach. Don't be stern and hard. Subhanallah. So what thing is higher? He had nubuwwat. He had prophethood. He was the Nabi. He had all the power. But was the ta'lim Allah has given to him? That despite having all the power, authority, success will come through what? Through gentleness and softness. Yes, your stick will not work. Your miracles will not work. Nothing will work. And then Allah Ta'ala said, the Pharaoh is also my creation. All my makhluk is my creation. My servants, my creation. I feed them food and drink and water. If Allah was to be hard against us, then we wouldn't even be sat here physically. We're disobedient. That from morning till evening, we disobey. Tell me, how many people that have here left Fajr Salah in the morning? Will Allah be happy with us? But Allah's Nabi describe this and explain that one salah, he who rejects one salah, he's like that person, that his whole home, family, everything's destroyed. Look how Allah is unhappy with that person. That subhanAllah, Allah's given him health and energy and food in the evening, and you went to sleep nicely, Allah says, and that you cannot go a few footsteps to Fajr Salah in Allah's home. Tell me, so what kind of human being is that? The animal is better than them, the bird's better. The soon as morning and dawn, and they start chirping and doing the dhikr of Allah, the birds in the morning, they're better. Hamd, and we run away from dhikr of Allah. And the sparrows and the birds, they have the understanding that Allah's given us morning, and the qiyamah hasn't come yet, and the disease has not come to us yet, there's no difficulty yet. What is this corona, the birds say? And this is due to our amal. Yes, somebody covers his face, his mouth, somebody's got the injection, the vaccine. Why don't we do the straightforward solution? Go to Allah's court and do tawbah and ask Allah forgiveness for our sins. Allah says, immediately at that time, I will rain down upon you the solutions. And from the earth and the skies, the solution will come. Your children will become pious, but we can't do this. We don't want to learn how to remember Allah. We don't want to submit to Allah, to bow to Allah. When we'll put vaccines on our body, we'll get blisters on our body. What we won't say, let's go to Allah, Rabb, and bow and submit. My brothers, what a great hadith we are learning today. The whole ilm Allah's Nabi has sealed and given to us. Now look here. That the jahil of people, who is it that can understand this hadith? Even the jahil will understand. Whatever language, whatever style you adopt, even a nomad, even a countryman will understand. Allah's Nabi said that adopt gentleness and softness, all of your issues will be aligned nicely. Will he understand or not? Tell me. Will he understand? That if he says, oh, I understood. Yes, truth. After today, I'm not going to be stunned. I swear by Allah, he has become successful. He has understood the Quran. He has understood Bukhari. He is understand the Muwattas. He's passed the Darul Uloom graduation. He's gone to the high status. He understood that reality due to which Rasulullah came to this world, for which he did mujahidat, striving to deliver this message. That all the Arabs, I aligned them and corrected them through one thing, through my akhlaqi husna. I didn't come to give you ilm. And where did that start from? It starts from where? Allah's remembrance, Allah's dhikr. Allah's dhikr. Look here. Look how Allah Ta'ala does tarbiyah, reforms a person with His mercy. Allah has given us Ramadan. Yes? And what did we do in Ramadan? What is it that we do most? What was about which that we placed emphasis on mostly? And that was the Quran. Yes? Allah's Kitab. From morning till evening, Quran, 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 Quran. Was this not the case? That's it. All the dunya ran after the Quran. What have you seen? Reading Quran, this many khatams, tarawih, Quran, here Quran, reading Quran, and the fragrance of Quran spread for 30 days. Allah Ta'ala made us immersed in the Quran. Quran is great. Without the Quran, we cannot succeed. Yes, and then after 2 months, Allah is also doing again our tarbiyah now in this month. So, because you know the great things in their time, for us, azim amal, Allah Ta'ala revives so we can understand, correct ourselves, attain them, and correct our life. So now is Dhul Hijjah, the month about which it's announced that there's no greater deed than this that you can do in these days of Dhul Hijjah. Tell me, Ramadan's gone. Allah says in Ramadan there was one Laylatul Qadr, there's 10 Laylatul Qadrs in Dhul Hijjah. Oh, the rewards have multiplied so much. After 10, Allah says, it's not ended. And then Allah says, you can continue until the 13th day, Ayyam al-Tashriq. We are sat in the days of Tashriq. So what's Allah Ta'ala teaching us in these days? Allah says, another message. And what's that? That the real, genuine article first, Quran and Ramadan, then the amal of the Quran. How can you do action on the Quran without which there'll be no amal? So we are practicing that. Now what is that? The dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance. Just now, what did you do after Salah? What did you do after Salah? Dhikrullah. High, loud. Allah said, everyone loudly do my dhikr. The louder, the better. The louder, the better. Allah says, elevate my glory. Glorify me, praise me. Mention my status, my greatness. This is dhikr. So when we do dhikr, this is what we'll do. Allah's glory, Allah's power, Allah's attributes, Allah's characteristics, so that in our heart this can be embedded, that apart from Allah there's nobody. Allah Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Yes, that whoever is the greatest, that's who we believe. Like in your home, yes, the who said, for example, whose name will you take in the house? The who said to you that do this action? Who said to you do this action? Your mother will ask you, who said you do this? The why did you move this table from here? Why did you do this? And you say that he said do this, then the child, you're a slap. That he said do this, wrong. And if he says that my father, honorable father, okay, that's fine. Why? The children won't argue then. The who said move this, who said move that? Because the father is the authority. And if the father's permission came, then the child will step back, say, okay, I won't say anything. Yes? You didn't move it, did you? Because the father is the highest in authority, isn't in the home. So Allah says, the whole universe, I am the greatest. So Allah says, put my remembrance into your heart. Seat my remembrance in your heart. My hikmat will run. My words will run. My authority will run. If I say, come to salah, come to salah. If I say, sleep, go to sleep. Whatever I say in the dunya for you to do, how dare you, if anybody goes against my hukum, that if you believe in and listen to someone else, then you've not accepted me as greater. And if you don't accept me as greater, then that person's abode is Jahannam and nowhere else. So this is what dhikr teaches a person. Say, Subhanallah. So this hadith, one hadith I'm telling you today. One hadith, what a great statement, great point, great subject. So Allah says that the greatest action in Dhul Hijjah is what? Dhikr, that Allah has given to us. Dhikr, 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 Arafah dhikr, Mina dhikr. All places dhikr, Muzdalifah dhikr, Tawaf dhikr. Yes, was there any other action? Listen, so Haji is leaving home. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka, labbaik, dhikrullah. And he continues to do dhikrullah. He's taking his clothes off, dhikr, sleeping, dhikr, walking, dhikr. Allah says, no other action, no third action, no other ibadah during the days of Hajj. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The whole days of Hajj, there's no other ibadah. Allah says, just takbir, takbir, Allah, remember Allah, nothing else. Remember Allah so much. Remember Allah so much that the amount that you have not remembered anyone in the world as much. Allah is saying this. So what else is dhikr? Ala ula. Everything Allah says, whoever there is, my name elevated. Praise me, glorify me. Just like I elevated the Quran, Allah says, now I'm elevating dhikr. And you combine the two, Quran and dhikr. Subhanallah. Quran, take it, and with dhikr, purify your body so the Quran can come into your heart and you can start to practice the Quran. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look at the combination Allah has given to us. Quran combined with dhikr, no other action than these 10 days, do something. Afzal, 10 Laylatul Qadr is in the nights Allah has given to us in these 10 days, and days and nights. The days are great, the nights are great, that day is great. One fast will give you 2 years reward, 1 year reward. Who keeps 1 day's fast, 1 year's reward. Subhanallah. And 1 year's sins kafara. compensation on every day. Allah has given this reward. So there's earning as well, and alongside them parallel. But Allah says, be careful of one thing, the greatest action. To explain, what was that? What does that tell me? Dhikrullah. Dhikr, if you take dhikr out, there's no hajj. There's no hajj left. There's no hajj remaining. There's no Arafah. There's no Mina. There's no Muzdalifah. There's no Sa'i. Wherever you go, Allah says, takbir, keep reciting takbir. Keep on moving. Keep remembering Allah. Keep on moving. Keep on doing dhikr until you are in Ihram, when the 10 days end. Even then, until the 13th day, Allah says, keep remembering me. SubhanAllah, come, come, Allah says. We don't even remember in our life. We don't lie sitting in the majlis. Dhikr is a waste of time. There's no value. Allah has given hukam. Inna Allah. Allah says, I'm rafiqun. The hadith, Sahih Muslim hadith. Allah says, I am Allah. I am greatest, greater than everyone. My hukam goes. So Allah says, that adopt gentleness, softness, softly approach. Allah says, that have I been stern with you? Don't you know about me? Allah says, don't I know you and what you are? I could be stern with you. Even then I give you food, I get you up, maybe you'll do tawbah, maybe you'll be correct now, maybe you'll come to my dhikr now, maybe you'll become a human being now, maybe you'll start this Islam now. Every day Allah says, I give you a chance, give you a chance, give you a chance. I'm not stern with you. Inna la rafiqun. Yuhubbul rafiq. Subhanallah. Allah says, if I am rafiqun, if I like a soft, tender, caring, gentle approach, then he who also is gentle and soft, Allah says, I love that person. A husband, there's two husbands. One is stern and strict. Allah says, be gone with you. Get out. I have no link with you. The other one who's gentle and caring, softly, Allah says, I have the connection with you and I'll give you the reward. I will make your children pious. I'll put barakat in your life. And I'll make your situation, your rizq, there will be barakah. And I'll keep you close. And I'll prevent the divorces because you followed my advice. So Allah says that if I have given you soft and tenderness and gentleness with you, Allah says I've treated you softly and you've done the same way. Great. Do you understand this point? This is hadith. So to explain here is that we need to apply this to our lives. If I say to you, yes, that the nose shouldn't be like this, it should be like this. Allah has given you status. Shouldn't be that you're big nose and haughty and proud. If you get the status and power, then utilize your power and authority in a soft way. Meet people with love. Meet people nicely. And you should say to the person, you know better than me. I don't know anything about this. Say subhanAllah. You know better than me. I don't know anything about this. You can say to him, you're better than me. I'm not a good person. Yes? Elevate that person. Don't let that person feel the difference. When the people would come to the Holy Prophet, when a person from the village areas or the rural areas would come, he would come and come so close. He wouldn't even know the difference. He was a Nabi. The Prophet of Allah, the Sahaba were amazed that the person, the stranger who came, he'd go so close to the Prophet and he would go close up and speak. But the Sahaba Kram knew the maqam, the love and the mercy. And subhanAllah, the Sahaba said that we were afraid, we didn't want to ask the masala. So we would do dua in our hearts, Allah, send somebody who's strained from the countryside to come and ask the questions without any frankness so that our predicament and our questions can be answered. This is what Rasulullah came to do, not just salah and sujood. This is a very small part of the deen. And these actions of ibadah are dependent on akhlaq. We think if I'm 5 times salah, big head, no one's better than me, I'm going Jannah, paradise, no one's better than me. End of, we say. This is dhahiri and external beauty. Just like everyone says, I want to leave home, I want to be clean and pure. Were you sat home like this? Clean and pure? No. Your dress going out, oh, you'll have kameez. You sat at home ease with casual clothing. You won't have topi on maybe, but when you have to leave home, God, you put the imama on, topi, change your clothes, neater, cleaner. You leave home with husn, zenith, so people can come and recognize you. Oh, he's clean and nice, well kept, and he smells nice. And to tell other people, And especially the women folk, they select the colors and powder and talcum powder and foundation and makeup. They want to go and show people that we look nice. Okay, you've made yourself up nice. And she goes to the gathering or you go to the gathering. After a while, they realize when they start talking, then subhanAllah, there's no worse person than this because his dialogue is bad. There's no husn. So that when you start speaking, they say, oh, we thought he's good. So from this we realize that there's a zahiri beauty, a zahiri elegance, and there's a batini elegance, a batini beauty. Say subhanAllah. One is zahiri beauty, one is batini. So zahiri beauty is a waste. Making yourself up look good and nice, it will disappear, fizzle away, because you're deceiving people with the external dress. And that's what happens with the zahiri ibadah. Yes, but the husn the beauty is related, connected to your batin, to your inner soul. So the amal, your deeds, the beauty is connected to your batin. If your batin is beautiful, then your external deeds will be good. So this should be your niyyah, that, for example, oh, I've seen many people say that, I've seen people with beards, praise Salah, they're thieves, they don't know, have manners how to speak. Reason being, because they're spoiling their own deen, because they haven't developed the real beauty within them. They have adopted external good clothes, nice clothes, and they think they've achieved a big result. I'm very pious and I've achieved. Obviously, alhamdulillah, the dhahiri amal, if it's come, then value it. But to make it beautiful and correct, just as Aisha Siddiqa said, that everything, the success of every action is related to gentleness, soft approach. You will have the beautiness if you've prayed and hajj and zakat and fasting. Then make your akhlaq in such a way where there's soft approach and beautiful, tender and gentle approach, so that husn comes into your salah, into your ibadah, into your speaking, into your lecture, into your ilm, into your knowledge, the beauty come. But if there's no akhlaq, then you'll just go downhill, downhill, be destroyed. So what a great hadith. Allah says, "Inna Allah yuhibbul rafiq," that Allah says, "I like, I prefer." Yes, Allah says that, then I don't leave the person empty-handed who I start to love, who I like. Allah says, "Yuti Allah," then I give him ajr upon ajr, reward upon reward. May Allah Ta'ala give to us a good akhlaq. May Allah give us the ability to make effort so we can improve and look after akhlaq, which I invite you to all the time. This is what this majlis is for. The dhikr of Allah, do not consider it a minor deed. Do good deeds, pray salah, do tabligh, lectures, speaking, do everything. But to make it beautiful, subhanallah, say subhanallah, subhanallah. To instill husn, elegance, just like Aisha Sadiqa said, to beautify your deeds, then also establish akhlaq, do actions of akhlaq and make effort, do tazkiyah. And tazkiyah starts with what? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Dhikrullah, don't take dhikr out of your actions. Don't take it out of your Quran, out of your salah, out of your hajj. Rather dhikrullah, develop beauty in your actions and elegance, so that the Quran you read, it becomes accepted. So the salah that you pray becomes accepted. So the prostrations you do, we do prostration, we backbite. And we say bad against someone, anger. You're stood next to somebody, come and stands next, somebody comes and stands to you, say, haven't you got any space? Why are you next to me? Well, haven't you got any room in the masjid? Shouting at him, so unhappy with him. Oh, I pray a lot of salah, I can do this, I've reached the heights. He stays all day in the masjid, he's doing tawaf all the time, he's doing this all the time. And that, for example, Allah says that don't let this overtake you. Rather, somebody should praise you that he has nice akhlaq, he speaks with a soft and gentle approach. Then understand, his salah is accepted, his Quran is accepted. The third party is referring in your, not in your presence, that if you sit next to him, I don't feel like leaving his company. And this is the glory of the walis of Allah. Hazrat Sahib, for hours I'd sit next to him in one sitting, believe me, for hours I would sit with my Hazrat Sahib in one sitting. Yes, and obviously you can't go against adab when you, with the wali Allah, and sitting next to Hazrat Sahib and bowing the head down. Wallahi, I did not feel like leaving the company. From my home, the family would call and beckon, come, it's food time. And they'd usher and come quickly home. And I would just carry on doing my work, focusing on my work. I said, you eat your food, I'll come soon. Yes, and obviously if that, for example, that he's come from so far, they're waiting for me, I just say from here, from outside. I did not feel like leaving, departing, so much peace in the heart, contentment. There's so much sukoon in the company of the walis of Allah, because they have gentleness and soft approach in husli akhlaq. Beautiful akhlaq. Yes, so don't be dry. You know the external dry approach? No. Create the gentle approach, soft approach, so the fragrance comes into your home. So when you go home, the children are happy, your wife is happy. Otherwise, oh, he's come back again. Oh, let's get ready, close everything. Oh, he's come, you're pure. Your father's come. This is the reception. Oh, your father's come, close this. What does he do? Father's coming, and he's coming like an inspector. And he doesn't know anything. So the house is destroyed. And then after that, oh, there's black magic, and this happened, the mamaji's done, chachaji's done, another sin on top of that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Do dhikr, brothers, do dhikr. The shop, the dhikr store is open, benefit from the store. Learn qalbi dhikr, so that your heart becomes alive. Learn qalbi dhikr. You don't need to pay. You don't need to spend any currency if you stay ashamed. The one who's ashamed is always wretched. How long will you be ashamed? Today, you are ashamed of learning deen. This ilm I'm teaching, that all the such a deen, this is ulm al-ludni, ilm al-ludni. He has such a great ilm, the dhikr of the heart. Very great dhikr. The whole ilm comes into this when you do this action. So have belief and faith on Quran, hadith, they prescribe these things. So don't waste time, don't waste life, you don't have no guarantee. If another corona comes tomorrow, what will you do then? Corona is still here. It's not gone, it's spreading. It's spreading. Even if you take off, wear things, start shaking hands, stand closer together outside, the azab is still there, Allah's azab is still there. It's not gone. It's not gone. When it goes, it will go. When Allah wants, it's come. It's surrounded us. Yes, this adab, that we are surrounded by this adab, I'm telling you now, Allah is unhappy with us. This is all a drama. Leave this. Lockdown. Lockdown's come. Lockdown's gone. After a few days, you'll see again. Lockdown will come again. All of these dramas, take it off. Now shake hands. Now come close together. Social distancing gone now. We're closer together now in the masjid. Nothing at all. Until Allah is not happy, remember this. The sickness is still present. Not 1 inch has it disappeared. Go and see today's report. Look at it. Yes, it's confirmed that it's increasing. It's 18% increased in Bolton. Went down, now it's increased again. 18%, 20% increase. Look, just from the last few days. The total information, I have data, everything. This is the part of deen, to have data, information, analysis. Where's corona going? What's happening? What's the trend? Look how Allah is unhappy with us. Even till now, no one's done true tawbah. Repentance. Nobody's asked for repentance from Allah. So this is here, brothers. Let's accept. We're in this situation. Let's go towards Islam. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Do tawbah. Such azeem, 10 days have passed. How many people do tawbah? How many people kept bids? How many women folk adopted bardah? How many people stopped music and singing and turfed it out of their homes? How many people adopted gentleness with the relatives and started salah? That same maghrib, asr, same fitna, Buddha, old man coughing, spluttering, comes and leaves the poor. So what else will a Buddha old man do? Tell me anyway. What else will he do? He's going to come to the masjid anyway, isn't he? Tell me. Yes? And there's nothing else. Is this how many people live in Bolton that are here now? Tell me. Is this? And that just by difficulty one full saf is completed. So will Allah's azab not come? Tell me now. Yes, for Jummah is Islam, just for Jummah, the masjid is full, no, for Fajr. Fajr, Salah, the maqam, the status, Subhanallah. No one can imagine. Fajr, Salah, say Subhanallah. Come in the morning of Jummah. This is the night of Jummah. This is the last day tomorrow of the days of Tashriq. Ayyam Tashriq. Tomorrow it will set, my brothers. Tomorrow do dhikr of Allah, do tawbah in the morning. My sisters, mothers, wear your burqas. Obey Allah. And your bodies, cover them, bring haya into your bodies. I swear by Allah that this flood will take us away like the branches. Nothing will be left in its wake. Like the twigs and the branches, slowly, slowly, the whole generation is being cleaned up. Cleaned up, understand who is Allah. What's the Quran saying? Where are we stood? Immodesty is a flood within us. Immodesty. Immodesty is a flood. We read Quran. After that, we reject the Quran. We recite Quran. Then we practice against the Quran. We kiss the Quran. We touch it. And we practice against the Quran. Openly, flagrantly, what's the Quran saying? Oh, we're not doing that, Then we're not going to accept your Quran, we're going to read you, but we're not going to accept you. One hadith I explained to you today, does this whole deen of ours not come in this? Does Islah take place or not? That our holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved Prophet, his one statement, one sunnah is so precious. So precious. How precious is one sunnah? Tell me. Tell me, the whole world, the cure for the whole world comes in the sunnah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah alamil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. Shafi'in al-mursaleen. Thuham wa yaseen. Allah habib al-ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah alameen. As-salatu was-salamu Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah, tu humein maaf farma. Ya Allah, tu humein maaf farma. Ya Allah, azab e qabr se bacha. Ya Allah, naza ke waqt se bacha. Naza ki sakhtiyon se bacha. Ae mere maula, apne azabon se bacha. Zehm wala mamla farma, karam wala mamla farma, maafi wala mamla farma. Ya Allah, hamari maa baap ki bakhshish farma. Tamam muslimanon ki bakhshish farma. Puri ummat ki bakhshish farma. Ae mere maula, to apne fazl karam se ہمیں نیک عملوں کی توفیق نصیب فرما، نبی پاک کی سنت میں چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله۔